With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Senate Majority Leader John Thune says when it comes to the shutdown, time may be running out for the Democrats.
I think the majority of the country is starting to see through this and is going to continue to move against them.
Thune says it's becoming more and more apparent that the shutdown results from Senate Democrats allowing left-wing politicians like AOC to set all the rules.
They want, the Democrats that is, far-left progressive activists, be less mad at them. I mean, that's really what we're talking about here. So I just think in the end, it's a simple choice for them, and they can get the government back open or they can choose to keep letting the far left call the shots.
Senator Thune spoke today with the Salem Radio Network. Today in Concord, some good news for Republicans as former New Hampshire Senator, Republican John Sununu, announced his own campaign now.
Well, somebody has to step up and lower the temperature. Somebody has to get things done.
The 61-year-old Sununu is seeking the Republican nomination for the seat being vacated by Democrat Senator Gene Shaheen, the very person who ousted him from that seat in 2008. Could there really be new hope for a troubled region? Vice President J.D. Vance thinks so, as he told reporters today in Jerusalem.
If we do this the right way, it could create a model, I think, that could lead to other peace agreements all over the world, because it shows what's possible when you're willing to think outside the box and actually put some elbow grease to get it done.
U.S. officials say with oil prices low, now might be the time to take advantage and stock up.
The U.S. Department of Energy wants to buy 1 million barrels of crude oil for delivery to the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, taking advantage of relatively low oil prices to help replenish the stockpile. The reserve, which has about a 700 million barrel capacity, is now holding nearly 409 million barrels. Bill Alexander, Washington.
More of these stories at srnnews.com. The president of a Catholic school is rejecting the Catholic Church.
Georgetown University was founded in 1789, 6 years after the end of the Revolutionary War, and is the oldest Catholic school in America. But the institution will next be led by a man who says, quote, "I reject the church's teachings on homosexuality." One might think this would disqualify Eduardo Peñalver for the job, but he's been hired as Georgetown's new president beginning in 2026. He is currently president of Seattle University. Michael Harrington reporting.
Jews in Israel are arguing over the potential end of an exemption for religious students from compulsory service in the military. The growing dispute follows a ruling last year by the Israeli Supreme Court, which ordered the government to begin drafting ultra-Orthodox Jewish men into the military. There had been a long-standing enlistment exemption. The debate is not limited just to Israel. This is SRN News. Police have charged the mother of a baby abandoned at a New York City subway station.
She's a 30-year-old Queens woman and faces charges of abandoning and endangering a child. The newborn was left Monday at a passageway at the 34th Street Penn Station subway stop during the morning rush hour. Commuters saw the newborn in blankets, alerting police the baby was taken to the hospital in stable condition. New York's safe haven law allows parents to leave a newborn at safe places like hospitals, firehouses, police stations, without prosecution, but notification must be made. Julie Walker, New York.
Fed regulators will be missing a key piece of information next week when they meet to discuss interest rates. Official employment data has not been released since the federal government shutdown began on October 1st. Near the close on Wall Street, the Dow is down more than 300 points. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.